This has been an exciting day in the world of children's literature. NPR's Neda Ulubi tells us about the winners of the annual Newbery and Caldecott medals announced this morning in a ceremony that took place, of course, online.
The winner of this year's John Newbery Medal.
The John Newbery Medal is one of the oldest, most prestigious awards in children's literature that this year went to
When You Trap a Tiger, written by Tay Keller.
Tay Keller reworked Korean folktales for her story about a girl with a superpower.
I can turn invisible.
In the audiobook of When You Trap a Tiger, the main character says being invisible means you're anonymous.
I used to hate being invisible, but now I understand. It's because I'm magic.
The Newbery and other awards handed out by the American Library Association can work magic on book sales. This year's Caldecott Medal for picture books went to We Are Water Protectors, illustrated by Michaela Goad, about U.S. indigenous tribes fighting to preserve the planet. Writer Carol Lindstrom, a member of the Turtle Mountain Band of Ojibwe Indians, read it on YouTube for the bookstore Politics and Prose.
We fight for those who cannot fight for themselves. The winged ones, the crawling ones. The four-legged, the two-legged, the plants, trees, rivers, lakes.
And in Latinx literature, there are several big medals named for pioneering Puerto Rican librarian Pora Belpre. One went to the picture book Vamos, Let's Go Eat, by Raul Gonzalez, and another went to a middle grade novel, Efren Divided, about a boy in an undocumented family who wakes to his mother making sopas for breakfast.
Just one of the many milagros Amal performed on a daily basis. Something super. Super sopes. 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 That made Amal soper woman.
Author Ernesto Cisneros is a middle school teacher himself. On the YouTube channel Bookbound 2020, he says he hopes his story, in which the mom is deported, helps put a face on a child in this crisis. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.